This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope today is going well for you. Yesterday, I asked the question, is life too short to carry a grudge? And the answer is yes, it certainly is. We're talking again about carrying a grudge. In the Bible, it says it's foolish to harbour a grudge. That's Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9. And there is a sense in which sometimes we get ourselves caught. We don't want to apologise, or grudges are like luggage. I said this yesterday, picking the luggage up. Sometimes you just got to put it away and forget about it. Can you place yourself in that other person's shoes? There's two of you had a problem and you've been carrying a grudge against someone. Imagine if you're the one who's offended somebody else. I think you'd want to be forgiven, wouldn't you? Remember that nobody is perfect. You can't always be in control of your actions as much as you want to. I think a good example is when you suddenly blurt out something about someone's hair or clothes or their weight, and you stand there or sit there stunned because they take it as a criticism. You certainly didn't mean it that way. You didn't mean it as a hurtful comment. So you too should view the offence that's been done to you in that way. And if you have to do something physical about this, you know, like going and talking to the person or making an effort to re-establish that connection, start with simply talking to that person. If you can't get the relationship back on the level, okay, it might take time for that connection to be re-established, as it were, no matter how small the grudge is. But if you can't bring yourself to approach that other person, and if you're not interested, then try and do something symbolic. Write about it, or write a letter to that person. Whatever you can do. But once you let go of the grudge, you will find that it's something, a freedom experience. You just feel lighter. And some of us carry around a fairly big chip on our shoulders for one reason or another. We feel we've been wronged, or we might have been shortchanged in life in some way. And instead of getting over those negative feelings that we harbour, instead of getting on with life, we hold this grudge. And it becomes a nasty thing. It becomes a bitterness that weighs on everything we do. And really, unfortunately, with this business of holding a grudge, everything we do is burdened with this huge chip. And instead of going through life feeling optimistic, we tend to be angry, we get upset, we're sensitive. And rather than looking for the good that actually surrounds us each day, we focus on the wrong things that we think have been given out to us. It was Buddy Hackett who once said, "I've had a few arguments with people, but I never carry a grudge. And you know why?" he said. "While you're carrying a grudge, they're out dancing." True, whenever we feel battered or beaten, it's easy to get bitter, but the other person has probably forgotten all about it. Now, maybe, yes, you've been cheated or mistreated, perhaps by someone you don't really know, or someone, on the other hand, who's been very close to you. So how we handle these moments, whether we control what's going on or we let our anger overtake us, we do allow that negative feeling, but we can choose. We can make a decision about what we're going to do about it. Simply getting mad and upset never really accomplishes anything. There's just too much to love about life, isn't there? There's much to embrace about every day. And the only person who gets hurt when you hold this grudge and you insist on this grudge is you, as I said. Norman Vincent Peale, he used to say that resentment or grudges do no harm to the person against whom you hold these feelings, but every day and every night of your life, they are eating at you. Yes, and I think that's right. So we need to let go. And I think we also need to understand that the Bible is very clear. It says in Ephesians 4, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." And in Romans 12, these words, "Don't mistreat anyone who has mistreated you, but try to earn the respect of others and do your best to live at peace with everyone." So if you're wanting a healthy Christian experience in your soul, let go of the grudge. And then what will happen? God's grace will flow once again. Thank you, Lord. These are true issues. Help us, Lord, to have the courage to let go and to allow your grace to come. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.